Good morning, St. Thomas Aquinas, and welcome back to Sound and Silence. It's great to have you here this morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're watching this. So, as always, we're going to start off with a prayer. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, today I have for a special guest, Tian Nguyen.
So.
And he's going to be talking a little bit about the life of an exchange student and what it's like to live in a different country and study in a different country. But before we get to that, I have a very important announcement for our design competition. We had some really amazing submissions. There are some that were just really stunning. But the winner, and this is a coincidence, I did not orchestrate it this way, but it happened. Tian, you are our winner.
Yeah. Woo!
So the Sound and Silence page connected to Stalux.org is going to be updated to show Tian's logo, and that's going to be available for viewing pretty soon, which is exciting. And now we're going to start off with our interview. So Tian, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Alright, so it's your boy. If you hadn't already known, it's me. My name is Tian Nguyen. I'm 11th grade here in St. Thomas, and I'm from Vietnam. And I'm here to share with you all some my experience starting here in St. Thomas as an exchange student. So what do you have for me, Luke?
Well, I thought we'd start with what are some benefits and reasons why one would want to travel and study abroad?
Alrighty then. So the first thing I would say is the benefits of studying abroad is the new experience you're getting. It's an entirely different country here in America. And, you know, it's invaluable to have all this experience on you. And the second thing I would say is a sense of independence. Because studying so far away from your friends and family, your home, there's no one to rely on. It's a double-edged blade, but I'll get back to that later. But this sense of independence is vital for learning to become a young adult here in America. And the third thing I would say is the great education that you're getting from, depending on your country, the education you get is great. For example, like, here in America, in Vietnam, we don't have subjects like marine biology or forensics that are not only fun, but also just, it opens up an entire new field of study and career.
A new experience, rather than all the same things that everyone learns.
Right, yeah.
Something interesting and new, yeah.
And, you know, that new experience is invaluable, you know, for becoming a new, for growing up, yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, there's, with all good things, there comes a price. So what would be some downsides to studying abroad?
Unfortunately, there are some things like, you cannot rely on your parents because studying abroad, being so far from your family, besides, they can only help you so much, pay for your tuition, the taxes, all your education, where you're staying, the residence, but everything else is on your shoulders. The responsibilities is immense. As a Vietnamese here in America, there's everything is up to you.
Yeah.
The social life, the education, definitely is really big responsibility.
Yeah, kind of learning to kind of make your way without having someone help you if you struggle or have trouble.
Definitely. And the third thing I'd say is just that you're just missing home, you know? You're being so far away from everyone. Wait, hold on. No. My bad, I kind of jumped that one. The second one I would say is the new rules. Being here in America, especially, the new laws, the rights and privileges, you may lose some, and you might not even gain some when you're here. It's like, as a Vietnamese here in America, 16-year-old, I should be able to drive, but I can't because I don't have a green card, nor can I work. And it's a shame because those experiences unlocks.
They prepare you for life beyond school.
It's hugely important to learn how to drive and to have the work experience for socializing and cooperating at work.
So it's a pretty big trade-off.
And the third thing is just missing home. You're being so far away from your parents and your old friends. And sometimes it just gets a little sad, you know.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Like, 1 week at camp and, you know, I'm ready to go back home. I can't imagine.
And I've been here for 2 years, stuck here in America due to COVID-19.
So 2 years without going home.
2 years.
Wow.
Personally, I say it doesn't affect me much. I kind of got used to it. And as a kid, my family, my mom and sister especially, we have been traveling all over the world. So I have this kind of travel experience.
This isn't new for you.
This ain't my first rodeo. But I cannot say the same for everyone else, definitely. Yep.
Well, thank you for sharing your insights about what it's like as an exchange student.
No problem. Anything else?
If any other St. Thomas Aquinas students here would like to go study abroad in some other place, what would be your advice for them?
So, for those who are already here in St. Thomas as exchange students, and for those who in St. Thomas would like to study abroad when they go to college, I do have a few tips as an exchange student. First, is communication. This is arguably the most important thing. Communicating with other people for help. I can't tell you how many times I need my host parents to clarify on a subject I didn't understand, the U.S. politics, the way the sales tax work. Number two is for socializing. Communicating with other people of your own country or otherwise is not only can bridge you to the gap of missing home, but also to open you up with new friends, you know. And the third thing is just for information in general. And other than communication, I would say to try new things, like. Because trying new things is one of the experience. You know, what is the point of coming to a different country if you're repeating the same old routine you have back home? So, maybe you're going to France, and you never tried a bidet before. Maybe you're going to Spain, and maybe you would like to try out the Camino. Me personally.